This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by Twyla Wilson, Wilson Marketing, Celebrate Community Church, Hewitt Service Center, Stepping Stones Early Learning Center, Twin Cedar Schools, and Pizza Hut. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pine Rest Christian Mental Health Services, Summit Realty, Norris Asphalt, Sheraton Hy-Vee Market Grill, Knoxville Fire and Police Departments, and Goulet Heating and Cooling. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What are some of the emotional challenges our children face in school, and how can we help? In the fifth part of a five-part special in-depth series, let's go in-depth with Cheryl Garland with Integrative Counseling Solutions, Knoxville. So Cheryl, your agency works with a lot of kids, right?
We do work with children from 2 to 18, as well as adults, couples, and families, and individual adults.
Well, this program is about our school kids. We're entering the school year. What kinds of things do you find yourself working with? And you work with our teachers, right, too?
Well, we work usually with the guidance counseling staff and the principals when a student is having an issue either at school or at home. Could be anything from, you know, attentional problems in school to depression, anxiety, ADHD, or trauma. Or, you know, maybe their folks are going through hard times, or there's a divorce in the family. Could be any number of problems that school staff might identify that child has a need for counseling.
Do you end up helping a lot of kids over the course of a year?
We help hundreds of kids in Marion County through three school districts. We are in Knoxville and have been since 2008, Knoxville Community School District, Pleasantville Schools since 2008 or 9, as well as Pella School District we have been in the last few years.
Well, what are some of the challenges that kids find that you end up working with? What are some of the most common things that you see?
Well, probably the most common thing would be an adjustment disorder. So when a child, or an adult for that matter, goes through a major change in their life. So an example would be parents are divorcing, or they're in the middle of a custody battle, or one parent has gone off in the military and is going to be away from the home for a while, or their best friend moves away, or they change schools, or there's just been some major upheaval in their life. Children often will have an adjustment reaction, which means they may be acting out, they may be crying, they may be isolating, but they're having some recognizable symptoms that something is not right. And these symptoms can last up to 6 months with an adjustment reaction, but they're usually not permanent, long-standing mental health issues. It's just having a tough time dealing with the change in their life.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by Wild Bill's RC Hobbies, Pella Regional Health Center, Two Rivers Cooperative, Central College, City of Pella, and Precision Pulley and Idler. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Marion County Auto Body, Great Western Bank, Good Samaritan Society Indianola, West End Auto, Van Haften Plumbing and Heating, and iHealth Solutions.
I continued my conversation with Cheryl Garland with Integrative Counseling Solutions. There's probably a sort of a set approach that you take to learn and help the child grow and prosper.
Well, I honestly can tell you that every counselor has a different approach and uses different theoretical orientations to help their child, their client. And so there really isn't just one set approach. But in general, counseling helps people because it gives them a chance to get things off their chest. It's cathartic for them to be able to talk about what's bothering them in a confidential setting and perhaps do some problem solving, perhaps identify some skills that we can help them with. Perhaps we're looking for resources for the family, or if we may identify something that is needing a different approach. For example, when we treat people that have trauma, we have three very distinct types of treatments we use: brainwave biofeedback training, otherwise known as neurofeedback, which is very helpful for trauma, PTSD, depression, and anxiety. We also have eye movement desensitization reprocessing, which is a specialized treatment modality helpful for trauma, and also cognitive behavioral therapy. And all three of these methods are different approaches to treating trauma.
Are there a lot of kids with traumas?
More than I would like to see, definitely a problem that we do see more than I would like.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by Pella Corporation, Knoxville School District, Midwest One Insurance, Turner Painting, Deja Vu Consignments, and the Subway of Pella and Monroe. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Motor and Auto Group, Kevin Wadley CPA, Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, the Knoxville Raceway, and Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with Cheryl Garland with Integrative Counseling Solutions. Are parents ever in denial? Oh, it's no big deal. We don't need to do anything. We'll just, we can work through it ourselves.
I think especially when there are cases where, maybe it's uncomfortable for them to talk about. So there's a study out called the Adverse Childhood Experiences, or ACEs, study, which tells us that the more adverse child experiences a child has in their childhood, the worse it is for their mental health and their physical health in adulthood. And we could probably do a whole show on that. This is a big research study, and it's been very informative for all types of people working with children about how important it is to reduce the amount of adverse childhood experiences that a child has.
Now, when I was a kid, I had an aversion to being inside.
Okay.
So really a school building, that was tough for me to be in all the time. And it might seem like it's no big deal, but can you help with things like that, just to pick an example?
Well, children who have difficulty sitting in their seat, for example, and just sitting still is hard for them, may have an attentional issue called attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and that may be behind some of that restlessness and fidgetiness that a child might have. And yes, there are treatments for that. We are fortunate to have a board-certified child psychiatrist on staff. There are only 35 in the state of Iowa, and we have one of them. And we also have a brainwave biofeedback treatment, which is helpful for ADHD as well.
And what other ways do you help kids? And I presume you help the families, too. By helping a kid, you help a family.
Exactly. So even though we do provide services in school when the family requests, and that does make it much more convenient, the parents can go to work and the child can be seen during the school day, we also want to work with the family at least once a month so that they understand what's going on in counseling and we understand what's going on in the home. Another way that we help children is through our skill development program, where we can teach students, and sometimes adults as well, better ways to deal with situations in the present tense. So we teach anger management skills, coping and relaxation skills, problem-solving skills, conflict resolution skills, anger management skills, focus and concentration skills, for example. And that can really be life-changing for people to just learn better ways to cope and deal and manage in present tense. Therapy can be more in-depth at times, getting into, history and things that have happened in the past as well. as how to deal better with life in the future.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by the E.J. McKeever Clinic in Melcher Dallas, Iowa State Savings Bank's Melcher Dallas office, Marion County Fair Association, the Pleasantville Clinic, Laley, and Culver's of Pella. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Don's Heating and Cooling, Ulrich Ford and Lincoln, State Farm Agent Jay Olson, 3M, The Coffee Connection, Carriker's Auto Outlet, and Pella Christian Grade School.
I continued my conversation with Cheryl Garland with Integrative Counseling Solutions. Now, we hear a lot about bullying. Do you work with both kids that have been bullied? And how about the bullies? It seems like the bullies, it would seem that they aren't getting help, are they? I mean, it's sort of an asymmetrical thing. We side with the kids that are bullied, but really it's the bullies that need as much or more help, right?
I would agree with you that they do, but oftentimes they don't present themselves for counseling. It may only be at the behest of the parents or the school that they do get help, and we're more than happy to help them as well, because oftentimes I think bullying comes out of an insecurity, and so that would certainly be a counseling issue.
It seems like bullies are pretty secure to me, but no, it's an insecurity thing.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a way of making up for their own insecurity.
And so do you tell the kids that? I mean, do you say, hey, you know, or I guess you can't tell them that. Do you say, hey, what's really bothering you? Is that how you approach
it? Well, and to be more trauma sensitive now, instead of asking people what's wrong with you, we say what's happened to you. Tell me your story. Let me get to know that person and understand them better so that I can help them or we can help them.
All right, so I wasn't being particularly sensitive there, was I?
Well, I think as a society, we're learning to look at these adverse childhood experiences and have a better understanding of why people act the way they do. So going back to the ACEs study, those traumatic experiences that people have had in childhood often change their behavior, and sometimes in some not so very desirable ways. And so we can understand their behavior better by looking at what has happened in their childhood. Another area that we are focusing on this year and very excited about is our parent-child interaction therapy, which is an evidence-based protocol out of University of Iowa, and it is helpful for children in ages 2 to 8 years old in forming attachments and bonding, and also in helping with oppositional acting out behaviors. So this is an exciting new program where we work in our play therapy room and with a one-way mirror, and the therapist coaches the parents and teaches them how to be play therapists. And it's very effective, and we're getting great results with this program. And again, it's for children about 2 to 8 years old, so it's not for everybody, but I think if we have early intervention and we can treat problems earlier, we'll have less problems in the older grade levels.
Okay, and you said oppositional.
Defiant. Sometimes children have a real hard time meeting adult expectations, taking direction from parents, arguing, acting out, those kinds of things. I mean, that's just one condition, but this particular program, parent-child interaction therapy, is very effective with younger kids. And sometimes when we can nip those problems in the bud when they're younger, we won't see those problems when they get older and when those problems can become much larger.
Well, and I bet a lot of the time, and I'm just going to toss this out there, that maybe most of the time it's more the parent than the child. Is that right?
Well, I wouldn't make a blanket statement, but I would say it's really important for us to work with the parents so that they understand their child's mental health condition and so that we can coach them and help them to help their child, too.
A lot of parents just don't know how to be a parent, right? I mean, it doesn't come with the manual.
I was just going to say that. Did you get a manual when your children were born? Because I sure didn't.
No.
And it would have been wonderful to have guidance like this. It's a scary thing sometimes raising kids, and you don't understand why they do what they do. And so we try to help parents be the best that they can be as well, so they can help their children.
You have to get to know people pretty well then, don't you? Kids and the parents.
Absolutely. I think that nothing happens in counseling until we build a relationship. It's all about the relationship. And so that's where we start. We start with the relationship, and we start with meeting people where they're at and being flexible in developing a program that is personalized just for that individual client, for that family, or that couple, so that we can meet their needs in the best way possible.
You work with adults as well. Do you ever run into an adult that you think, I wish I'd had you when you were a kid?
Sure, of course. And probably a lot of adults, when they start therapy, that think, I wish my folks had gotten some help for me when I was younger. And I think our attitudes have progressed quite a bit in this area of mental health, and I hope they continue to progress so that we don't place a stigma on mental health conditions. Our brain is part of our body. So mental health conditions that, of course, start in the brain, it was just another part of the body. And if we had a broken arm, we would go to the doctor and have it fixed. So I hope that when people find that they're having a problem in their brain, that they'll go get that fixed too. And we can all acknowledge that it is just talking. And it's an okay thing to do, to talk with somebody in a confidential setting and have that support.
Thanks to Cheryl Garland for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.